News via remote. I'm Tom McPhee. A senior Iranian official has offered a cautiously upbeat assessment of progress in talks aimed at bringing the United States back into World Powers 2015 deal with Tehran on its nuclear program. The deputy foreign minister said Saturday that a new understanding appears to be taking shape. Iran has been negotiating with the five powers that remain in the agreement, France, Germany, Britain, Russia, and China, in Vienna over the past 2 weeks. An American delegation also has been in Vienna, but not talking directly to Iran. The accord restricted Iran's nuclear program in return for relief from U.S. and international sanctions. In 2018, then-President Donald Trump pulled the U.S. unilaterally out of the accord. Meanwhile, Iran state television has named a suspect in the attack that damaged centrifuges at its Natanz nuclear site and says that he fled the country. The report Saturday named the suspect as 43-year-old Reza Karimi. The United States and China, the world's two biggest carbon polluters, have agreed to cooperate with other countries to curb climate change. Just days before, U.S. President Joe Biden hosts a virtual summit of world leaders to discuss the issue. The State Department says the agreement was reached by U.S. Special Envoy for Climate John Kerry and his Chinese counterpart during 2 days of talks in Shanghai last week. The joint statement says the U.S. and China are committed to cooperating with each other and with other countries to tackle the climate crisis, saying it must be addressed with the seriousness and urgency that it demands. This is VOA News.